Are you ready to have your website get found by the right people? Are you looking to rank at the top of Google so you get more traffic to your website? Are you ready to learn how to use SEO and content marketing to grow your organic traffic? If so, you are in the right place, my friend. Welcome to the Simple SEO Content Podcast, where I show you how to combine the power of SEO, search engine optimization, and content marketing to build your like, know, and trust factor with your audience, which allows you to get found by the right people and turn those visitors into buyers. No more frustration or confusion, and no more time wasted wondering if you're doing your SEO right. It's time to learn how to use SEO and content marketing to grow your business. Hi, welcome back. This is Rachel, your host of the Simple Marketing and SEO Podcast, and I am so glad to have you here with me today. Today, we are going to talk about how you turn your social media or YouTube content or your podcast into website traffic generating blog posts, because I know it can feel like a lot if you're trying to podcast and blog and YouTube and you're trying to do social, and it's like, oh my gosh, it's overwhelming. There is so much work to be done. I get it. I feel it. I hate it just as much as you do. If I'm being completely honest, I don't want to do it all either. So what I've done is tried to streamline this process and make it as simple as possible because it can feel overwhelming. So let's talk about it. If you're like me and you podcast and you record via video, now you've got two pieces of content. You've got your podcast episode and you have a video that you can use for YouTube. Yes, you can get fancier. Absolutely. You can do dedicated YouTube videos. You can do the editing. You can do all of that. Absolutely. And if you want to, awesome. Go for it. I have a degree in broadcast journalism. I went to journalism school. I know how to use all the editing software. I know how to create it and shoot B-roll and do voiceovers and all of that. And you know what? I don't do it, because it takes too much time and it's not my main focus and my number one priority. So if it's your number one priority and your main focus and your YouTube channel is it, and your goal is to just monetize the heck out of that and build it and grow and be huge, then maybe that's where you want to really put your focus. For me, it's not my number one focus. So you'll notice if you watch my YouTube channel, I have content, I'm there, I'm consistent, but it's not super flashy editing and fancy and all of that because it's not my number one focus. Not that I don't love you. If you're watching me on YouTube, I love you and I love that you do that. I just don't have the bandwidth to create super amazing, awesome YouTube videos in addition to everything else. And as business owners, we have to decide where we put our focus and our resources. And the most important one is our time. So if you're creating your YouTube video, you're creating your podcast, you're maybe not blogging, maybe you haven't done that on your website and you're like, oh gosh, Rachel, I keep listening and I hear you talk about how I need to do this. I need to have blog content so that Google can find me. Because the reality is, your podcast is amazing. It's going to help you get found on Apple Podcasts and Spotify and all the other podcast players. And your videos are amazing. They're going to help you get found on YouTube. But they're not going to help you get found on Google. Yes, Google indexes a little bit. They will index some podcasts. They will index some YouTube videos, etc. So yes, you can do some optimization. You can get found, but you have a much better chance of driving traffic to your website, building that website traffic by having a blog. So when you're creating this content, what I want you to do is really think about how can I translate what I'm creating, whether it's my audio or my visual content, how can I translate that to words? Because Google needs words, because Google reads the words on your page. You can embed your audio and video files. And if you look at my blog post, you'll see that I do that a lot. You'll often find a video link. You're starting to find the podcast link because I got that working for a while. That wasn't working. And you know what? You just move forward and you do what you can. And when somebody's able to fix that, you go back and you do it. So that's what I'm working on right now, is retroactively adding podcast audio clips back into some of the blog posts that it didn't work on the initial upload. So you're going to You can do a couple things. You can take your transcript, like I use Descript for my podcast. You can take your transcript out of Descript and you can take that over to an AI tool like ChatGPT, and you can ask ChatGPT to turn your transcript into a blog post. Now you're going to need to have a prompt there for ChatGPT, and you're going to need to let them know a little bit about your style and your audience and how long you want that blog post to be, and it'll give you a rough draft. I don't want you to ever use the rough draft that you get from ChatGPT because it's not going to be high enough quality, but it's going to give you a really good starting point. From there, you can take that rough draft and you can edit it, and you should be able to create a blog post from your transcript. So now, rather than just posting show notes, you have an actual transcript that's been turned into a blog post that's on the same topic. Now you can embed, like I'm hosted on Buzzsprout. Buzzsprout has an option where I can embed my audio file right into my blog post from Buzzsprout. And then I can also export my video version of my podcast to YouTube, and then I can upload and optimize and do all the things for that. And then I can link that as well in that blog post. So now that original podcast turned into a video for YouTube and a blog post for the website, but I didn't really have to do all of the work. So now let's talk about if we did it the other direction, because for many years, I've been write first, then record the rest of it. So I've done my blog posts ahead of time because writing is really easy for me. It comes natural. It's something I enjoy. It works for me to do it that way. It doesn't work that way for everybody, and I know that. So you do you. You figure out what form, what version, what order works best for you, and you do what works best for you. So I write the blog posts, and then I use that as my notes generally for my podcast episode so that I stay on track. I know what the 3 or 4 points that I want to teach on are because I've got it laid out in front of me, or I've at least got the notes from the blog podcast. Then it's the same process. I can export that audio and video file and put those into the blog post, and you should, because those are things that boost the engagement on your website. When you give people the option of reading, listening, or watching, then they have an option of taking in that content in whatever manner works the best for them, and they're likely to stay on your page longer. And Google likes that. Google sees that in Google Analytics. Your engagement metrics are one of the things that Google looks at when it comes to ranking you for keywords. Now, there are over 200 different factors in the Google keyword ranking algorithm. We don't have insights into absolutely everything, but we know it does boil down to the content on your website, the user experience, the engagement, and the links to your website. Those are really the most important things as far as what Google's looking at to determine who ranks where for specific keywords. So if you do these and you add in your audio file or you add in your video file, you're potentially raising the engagement time on your site, which is a fantastic thing. Not only is it better for your user, but Google will see that people are spending more time on your site. They'll be more likely to rank you higher for keywords that are relevant to that particular content that people are really engaging with. Now, I know we talked about, we're going to use a little bit of social media here. Your social media content should be the end of your content production. So you should be producing your podcast, your YouTube video, or your blog post, and using that to fuel what you're doing for social media rather than the other way around. If you find you have something that you've done on social media that's resonated really well with your audience, then maybe you want to take that concept from social media, whether it was a carousel, a reel, a live video, and turn that into a bigger piece of content. So a blog post, a video, or a podcast episode. But generally speaking, when I teach content strategy and I teach my students inside a Simple SEO Content how to do this and then repurpose everything, we create a core piece of content each week. That is your podcast, your video, or your blog post if you're choosing podcast or video, then you're going to follow through the process and turn it into a blog post as well, because that's really what's going to make the biggest difference for your SEO. From there, we're going to use that to fuel your email to your audience and your social media posts. So you're going to choose however many days a week you post on social. You're going to do 3 to 5 days a week or 7 days a week, and you're going to create content that is from that core piece that you created for the week. So it's possible you could do a reel, you could do a live, you could do a carousel, you could do just a static post. You kind of pick what works for your audience, but take that content that you're creating and then use it and apply it to social. Use social to really boost your engagement and to get to talk to your friends and your followers and really build those relationships that you can't build the same through your video, your podcast, or your blog. But social gives you that chance to really chat with people, make sure you're thanking people for following you and saying hi and all of that, and spend a little time getting to know them, because that's also going to give you more ideas for your content. All right. I hope you found this really helpful. If you have any questions, remember you have that link in the show notes that has that Google form where you can submit your questions. If you would like to work with me one-on-one, I would love to do that as well. I have an option where you can hire me just for an hour for a Q&A call or ask me anything. Hey, Rachel, I don't know how to figure this out. If you're trying to figure out your plan for your content and you're not sure what to do, I do have that as an option too, where you and I can sit together. We can map out your content pillars. We can figure out what you want to focus on based on your business, your niche, all of that. And then I can help you figure out what your keywords are too. I've got lots of ways to work with you and help you. So you take a look at them, shoot me a note, rachel@etchmarketing.com, and let's chat. Let's figure out how we can help you grow your business with all the different organic marketing channels that are out there. That's what I'm here to teach you about. All right, you have a great day. I'll see you back here. That's all for today's episode of the Simple SEO Content Podcast. I want to thank you so much for joining me. Make sure you visit my website, etchedmarketing.com, and visit the freebies tab. Right there, you're going to find the SEO Content Quick Start Guide along with the free SEO class. So you'll have everything you need to know to get started with SEO and content marketing. Then do me a favor, if you wouldn't mind, if you would do a rating and a review of this podcast on your favorite platform, that would really help spread the message, and I do greatly appreciate it. If you have any questions, you can always DM me on Instagram @etchedmarketingacademy, and I will see you right back here next week.